This is a HeadGum Podcast.
You're listening to Max and Ivan's Sound Deals, an improvised podcast in which no one knows what they're selling until they're selling it.
You're listening to Sound Deals with Max and Ivan. Part of Incel, the Internet Selling Network.
Greetings, sound dealers far and wide, and welcome once again to the warehouse.
Welcome last again, unfortunately, because today is the final episode of this series number one of Sound Deals.
Absolutely. Spoken like an alien speaking English, but that's really what a series worth of products tested intensively on your own person does. And that slightly haphazard sentence is a testament to how much of himself Ivan has put into this series, sometimes literally in a case of a couple of the products. But we are about to take a break. This is the final episode for some time.
Sometimes some of the products have been put inside me as well.
Yeah, I think you read the instructions incorrectly, though, on that occasion.
I did, unfortunately. And please, if you have a spiky fun ball, please do not put that product inside yourself.
Yes. Sometimes the instructions really are worth reading. I'll say that.
Oh.
Including even just the name of the product would have been a clue.
Yeah, should have guessed. But I did not know that button would make the spikes come out.
No, indeed. Well, we live and we learn. And over the course of the short break, obviously Ivan will be having that removed, amongst other things.
Please.
We hope.
I hope so.
But we look forward to you rejoining us for another series coming very, very soon with a whole host of wonderful brand ambassadors.
You know it. Gosh, Max, it's going to be a real shame to not be spending my time with you every week. It's been so much fun.
It has been a job. And what would you say you've learned over the course of this series?
Wow. Well, what haven't I learned? I mean, obviously, please do read the instructions, very important.
Yes.
To any deal that we may send you. I've learnt how to be resilient in times of hardship. I've learnt how to manufacture my own living quarters. I've learnt how to keep a warehouse clean with just your sweat. Which
that's the primary cleaning product that you use.
Look, contractually, there is nothing that I'm allowed to. So
nice, but they can't stop you using your own sweat.
No, and if you do desalinate your sweat through a filtration process,
then you get free salt.
Well, you can keep that for later, but then you have some pure water which you can use to clean the shelves,
surfaces.
But actually, you know, a bit of salt. If you then use the salt, and if you can find some lemon, then that really helps.
Is this? I can't tell whether you're eating this or using this as a cleaning product.
Bit of both.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I've learned loads, and I've also learned don't sign every contract. Just a bit of advice for the listeners at home. Just, you know, give much like with the instructions. If you're given a contract, give it a read.
Give it a read. In all the different languages it might be in.
Yes.
Yes, because sometimes the bits in English, you know, there will be differences.
They're sneaky. They're sneaky like that, contracts. I'm just excited about what's coming ahead. You know, like I've had a wonderful week of really just kind of mopping up the last few deals here and there.
with
my sweat. Yeah, I mean, for those at home, don't you worry. Your deals, when they come to you in the post, or if they're within the, you know, within the radius that I will be
hand delivering
them, they will be nice and clean with desalinated sweat.
Yes, we haven't. We maybe should have mentioned that in episode one. Every deal is personally wiped clean using Ivan's sweat. For some reason, they weren't keen on us mentioning it, but we do legally have to. So we're popping that information in.
So just now, just so you know.
Right at the end. But it is desalinated. And frankly, even if it weren't, I'm not sure Ivan has a great deal of salts left in his body.
No, because actually, rainwater, which, you know, one maybe would have thought I could have used that. But, you know, a man has to drink. And rainwater doesn't have that much nutritious value to it, so my sweat isn't that salty, isn't that smelly either. So don't you worry.
So lots of fears allied there. People feeling really good about the deals, and we've got some doozies for you today.
Open dice.
The open dice.
Ah, the open dice.
These were absolutely wonderful.
Yes, 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 yes. Now, I love cooking. I love the food preparation process. I love dicing carrots, potatoes, onions, and peppers.
The big four.
Yeah.
Anything else? You were very careful in your listing there.
I'm not a fan of dicing butternut squash because I find it too hard until today.
Hold the phone.
That's right, because the open dice is so, so easy. And what makes it open, I hear you asking. Now, Max, you're well aware of open software, which allows people to modify things,
I presume that's different to open source software, where people collaborate and kind of communally edit code. So no, please tell me, what's open software?
Open software, completely different to open source.
Yes, of course.
Yeah, no, and I'm surprised you don't actually know what open software is.
That is on me. That is completely on me.
Just quickly explain what open source is.
Open source software is, when the code is publicly available and people collaborate on it communally.
No, so that is not what...
No, that is not what open software
open
is.
Open software is basically, it's a specific group of people.
In like an open relationship.
They
it's a group of swingers... It's a group of swingers who code.
Yeah, which is most coders.
Yes, absolutely. In our experience, they're a very permissive, very experimental group of people. And much love to them, and much love they share among their community. Think different.
And the open dice...
Yes.
...is... Now what it is this community of swinging coders...
Free loving technicians.
They, it's a subscription service, and
right.
they will come around to your house and dice anything that you find too hard to dice. Now, the payment system, it's a bartering system, and it's a sexual bartering system.
Right, I thought it would be a technology-based thing because they're a group of coders. I thought you were going to say, some sort of blockchain-based system.
But no, ultimately, us humans have very basic needs. And their needs are being met by coming over, dicing your butternut squash, and then coming over you.
Right, and that was what you bartered for.
Yeah, because I really do hate dicing them squashes.
I see. And I mean, listen, if you've got to do what you've got to do.
And they're very specific. It is just dicing that they will do.
Right, they won't. They won't
do the cooking.
They won't gratinate. They won't mash.
They're not hanging around either. They're not peeling.
They're not. So they will come. They will dice.
So actually, you if it is a butternut squash, you will have to peel it first.
So that's what you had. So you had this butternut squash,
which is quite easy, with a decent peeler.
Yes. So you peeled it, and then at that point you thought, I'm not dicing this.
No.
This is an absolute pain.
Then
so how do you contact this the commune?
Well, luckily, because they are coders,
right.
There's an app.
Okay, you hop on the app.
The app is It's a very simple app. It's one button. You right. press it. They know your geolocation.
Right.
And within the next 43 hours,
okay,
they will be there with you.
Okay, so they're not near.
Well, you know, I mean, there's only so many of them.
Sure.
And the world is big.
Okay. And so it's just a one button app. So I'm presuming that then the bartering takes place face to face upon arrival.
Yeah, it's not pre-arranged, which obviously could have been a part of the app, sure, but they wanted to make this app so simple to use.
It's about human contact, isn't it? It's a one-button app. You can't get it wrong.
You can accidentally press it, and then you do find yourself in a bartering situation.
Yes,
where you don't actually need anything diced, but they will, you know, because of the way the subscription service is, you do need to use them at least four times a week.
Four times a week?
But luckily, you know, most meals
benefit from a diced vegetable.
Dicing.
You mentioned 43 hours, Ivan.
Yep.
Is that, you said within that time. Is that how long it took for them to get to you?
The Sound Deals warehouse is...
It can be tricky.
We can't disclose where it is, but no. it is difficult to get to.
Yeah, wherever you are, it's difficult to get to.
So normally they will say they will be with you within an hour, but they've since changed it to 43 hours. Oh. Because of where the Sound Deals warehouse is.
Oh, wow. That's specifically related to that.
Yeah. So if you're in the Sound Deals warehouse, it will be 43 hours. So actually, you find yourself pressing the button in advance, because obviously you do need to use it four times a week.
Right. So you're constantly...
So, yeah.
Right. And presumably you had to, peel your squash. Did you press it and then peel just before they arrived?
That's what I had in mind. They do get angry if the stuff isn't peeled on their arrival.
Right. So you just to make sure.
I pre-peeled, I popped it in a bucket of cold water. Obviously, we unfortunately don't have a fridge.
But there's plenty of cold water.
For produce here. Oh, there is cold water.
Yes.
Cold water aplenty.
Yeah. And it makes sense. You left the squash there, waited for the code. Is it singular or plural?
You know what? It's completely up to them.
I mean,
with the squash, if I remember rightly, it was four men turned up.
Presumably, that makes the bartering process very, very different depending on who's on the other side of the door.
Yeah, quite.
But presumably,
but you know, like an organic veg box that comes to your door, you never know what's going to be coming.
But unlike an organic veg box, you don't have to, sexually satisfy all of the organic veg that turns up at your door, as I presume it's encouraged or deemed polite that you.
Yeah.
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 Because that is that is the only payment that you make as part of this.
As well as $25.99 per month.
Okay, so there's a bit of cash involved as well.
But that's just to keep the app running.
What about their travel fees and things?
Oh, presumably it goes to play. Actually, that makes more sense. It probably does help with their travel expenses. But come to think about it, they did ask. As part of the bartering, they asked me to get them an Uber back to London.
Right.
Which cost a lot.
Oh, okay. But that was just sort of, that you kind of did that, as a kind of
sign of
gratitude for the time that you had together, which sounds like it was wonderful.
And I tell you what, if I had a hob, I certainly would be really enjoying these vegetables.
Yes, that was going to be my final question. You've got, they diced your squash for you.
Yeah.
And perfectly
diced.
Thanks to them. What did you make?
Well, I attempted sun drying, but it was quite a cloudy week, month.
Sun dried squash.
So just cloud dried squash.
Cloud dried
is what I've been eating recently.
Fabulous.
So get yourself the Open Dice today.
Yeah. And press that button, but only if you really want to.
But also do press it 4 times a week.
But only if you really want to.
Brand Ambassador.
It's time for Brand Ambassador, where we're joined by an extra special guest who's vlogging something cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have 2 very special brand ambassadors with us today. That is right, not one, but 2. They are not only beloved comedians, they are not only the owners of the Headgun Network upon which Sound Deals lives. They are also formidable inventors and businessmen in their own right. We are joined today in the Sound Deals warehouse by none other than Jake and Amir. Welcome.
Oh man, thank you. Thank you for having us.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Hello.
Thank you so much for coming to this undisclosed location to discuss a currently undisclosed product, but we're about to disclose it to the world, and oh boy, are we excited that you brought it to us today.
Yes.
The product is, of course...
string wipers.
Great, yes, string wipers.
String wipers.
String wipers.
Thank now, we're so excited to not only have you guys here in the warehouse, but to be selling string wipers to the Sound Deals listeners.
Yeah. Now, the world needs string wipers. We just, you know, this is your platform to tell the world why.
Yeah, you can't live without them, actually. So you guys know that Amir and I were businessmen, we're entrepreneurs, you know, the web series, the dating app, HeadGum. We're so honored and proud that you guys have your show on the network. And we're hoping to get you on board with our latest, which is, Amir, string wipers. Let's tell them what it is.
Yeah, so you know how when you're wiping something, you have to usually use like an entire piece of cloth?
Yeah.
So we kind of minimized that process all the way down to a single string.
Mm-hmm. It's absolutely extraordinary. It is, without a shadow of a doubt, one of the most absorbent items I have ever seen. The amount of space that I have saved in my house, where previously there'd be, you know, cloths all over the place. Now a single thread.
The only issue is that now there's a lot of unused paper towel dispensers, because string cloth, it's string wipers is. It comes in a little, it's essentially like a, you know, like a dental floss. It's that tiny. You don't need the full, you know, holder for the towel.
Yeah, it's almost indistinguishable from dental floss.
It's actually, a lot of the time it will say Glide on the front. But yes. these are our own proprietary string wipers.
They're thin.
There is no truth to the rumor that you are simply reselling industrial quantities of dental floss with
those
a slight
rebrand. Those are unfounded. We're taking a couple of people to court for libel.
Disgusting, nasty allegations.
Yeah. People they can't build shit themselves.
Such a nasty allegation.
Such a nasty.
And
allegation.
I actually really resent you guys bringing it up.
Yeah, no, we don't want to sour the mood, nor do we want to give those people
because,
the oxygen
because
of
what
publicity.
You're doing, sorry, let me finish. What you're doing is lending credence to the lies and the slander.
And we stand with you. We stand with Jake and Amir, and we stand against the, you know, the multiple times that the product has trended on Twitter for the wrong reasons.
Thank you.
Unpleasant, unfounded, seemingly well-sourced, but, I mean, I would say non-credible allegations.
Non-credible.
Thank you.
What I love about the product is that it makes you wipe things in a different way. It really makes you think outside of the box. You know, I had a shower recently. The Sound Deals team allowed me to have one of my weekly showers, which is really nice of them.
Yeah, and, you look clean.
Thank you. And
he timed it just before this call.
I time it before each brand ambassador comes in. You know,
yes, it helps.
And instead of a towel, you know, because of my contract, I have to use the string wipers for everything. And I use the string wiper, but it was great. I just unfurled a meter or so worth of the string, and then I kind of squeegeed myself just all the way down.
That's exactly right. Yeah, it's a scraping motion, just like
That's it.
We don't like to use the word squeegee because that's actually part of the nasty allegations that are being lofted at our company, String Theory.
Okay, let's. You're not doing a great job pitching because you're kind
of a squeegee is almost like it's a taut rubber sponge that pushes the water. At String Theory, we absorb the water, and you can wring it out. On a squeegee, you'll never wring anything because there's no ring to it.
You're being openly antagonistic towards the host.
I'm just trying to make sure that we get our messaging across. Listen,
I'd like to apologize.
We appreciate the passion with which you defend, and rightly so, the unimpeachable quality of String Wipers. And
Thank you. And
we note the cowardice of the squeegee CEO who you challenged on Twitter to a bare knuckle boxing match, and I note hasn't yet responded. So I think that's a mark of his character.
They're sort of hiding behind their, you know, these little men in their mom's basements chatting away, typing away on the message boards. I'm willing to put up my dukes.
Step into the ring.
Jake Paul style.
Yeah. Absolutely. So, Evan, I think, you know, think twice about the language you use when describing the String Wiper.
I'm so sorry.
But I think what Evan was trying to communicate was that he had just a fabulous time, not just attempting to dry himself, but really managing to get bone dry using a lovely meter of string.
Totally. Once I'd finished with the string, I just put my clothes on. Then I just put on a different set of clothes for undisclosed reasons. And then I was dry.
Absolutely.
Very nice. Yeah. And the other good thing about string wipers is in a pinch, if you're out of dental floss, you can actually use it to clean.
And again, I would urge you to cut that part out because
it has many uses because it is a taut.
Yes. I just
piece
don't want to use the word
string.
Floss.
String.
Yeah.
It is string. It's not floss. There.
It's not
it
floss.
It is string. Yes,
it
exactly.
It is absorbent.
Right.
It is taut. Yes. It is. Yeah.
And the fact that it happens to have a fabulous sort of menthol-y kind of tang to it, that's just part of the. That's a bonus.
Yes.
A bonus.
The French call it a joie de mint. So it like almost creates this fresh, like a floss, but not a floss,
not
obviously.
A floss.
Cut that part out. Like a stringy, minty, dental joy.
And actually, 4 out of 5 dentists do recommend this product, but obviously not
right.
for
not
dental work.
Not,
for
I mean,
moisture
look,
wicking, yeah, for drying.
For moisture wicking. Oh, so dentists can't have lives now? You know, listen.
Yes, exactly.
Dentists take showers too. And
dentists take showers, true.
Any occupation, 4 out of 5 people recommend. We just happen to say the dental one, but 4 out of 5 auto mechanics also recommend this product. In fact, cut the dentist part out because now it's like, now everybody's referencing this floss thing. But it's not a floss.
No.
We took floss.
Those are it's our own proprietary string.
Right. No, that's what I meant. We took our own proprietary string. Cut that part out too, actually. Now you got me saying it.
Yeah, so it's, there'll be a lot of posts on this one, but it's, it's not a floss. It's its own technology. Would you mind telling us how you came to bring this extraordinary product to market?
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I was just, now this is going to sound like we stole it, but I was flossing my teeth when I came up with this completely independently, which is like, what if we innovated on this thin plastic nothing?
Right. Cuz that had one purpose. It was for cleaning teeth.
Exactly.
But what about wiping things? You know, what about drying things? There was so much more than it could be used for.
It's the 21st century. Have we really, you know, reached peak floss? Is that the best we can do with the technology? I would say that is a building block at best. It is a launch pad at best. It is not the end of, it is not the end product. It is the beginning of something extraordinary. And I think
revolution.
That.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah. And I mean the string wiper revolution, you know, it's landing here. We've got packets and packets of it in the warehouse, and and it feels like the future. Where do you see String Wiper taking you?
It's a great question. I think
probably all the way to the top. But...
Yeah, sky's the limit. I think sky's the limit because Bounty paper towels, they bring in a Bounty. Brawny, we're feeling strong and brawny about the idea. And the fact that, Scott's That does a lot. Yeah, that gets a lot. So I feel like the rhymes are there. I think that.
Buyer beware.
So nice. So what would that be? So string wipers.
String wipers.
Are ripers.
String wipers has no gripers, no complaints. just uncomfortable comparisons to floss, which
yeah,
it is
they're,
not.
They're not complaints.
No, they're not complaints.
No one's complaining that it's floss or that it looks like floss or that it resembles floss. It's
or that it's repurposed floss.
Right. No, that's one's complaining.
Completely baseless.
They're drawing comparisons. They're drawing lines or strings between the two.
Absolutely. Well, we can't thank you enough for introducing it to us, introducing it to Ivan.
Yeah, thank you.
Who's unrelated milder flesh wounds from some enthusiastic scraping of.
I've just got a bit of a menthol.
A few menthol sort of burns across your torso and chest.
But that's fine.
But that's absolutely fine. Yeah. We don't actually know. That's we don't actually know where they came from. Sure. That could have been, you know,
something from last week.
Exactly.
Quite possibly.
It could have
you
been
test a lot of products over there.
I do test many products, and my very thin menthol burns across
we have
my
no
body.
Way of knowing.
Who knows?
We
Who
have
knows?
Absolutely no way of knowing. In conclusion, obviously, String Wipers has no gripers. We know that. If there were any gripers out there, not that there should be, what would your parting message to them be?
How blue can you guys go on the show? Like, because I want to sort of send a pretty nasty attack out there.
Please,
like,
this is your network. Just open up and speak from the heart.
Yeah, I was going to say something cool like blow me or something like that. Dude. But I'm afraid that it might come off as crass or American in a way.
Right, definitely. I could see that.
Like lowest common denominator bullshit.
Yeah, definitely. But for sure. So maybe
suck my dick.
No,
or like that.
You know, just like... Bugger off, wanker, or something like that.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah,
yeah.
You just tell them to bugger off.
Yeah, bugger off, blow me, suck my dick, and catch me outside.
Perfect.
How about that?
Wonderful. Wise words for the fools who might be doubting the product, and for the rest of us, the string wipers army. What's the message for your many supporters around the world?
It's just remember it's not floss. It can be used as floss, but it is not.
Yeah. We came in here with one directive, which is to not say the F word. And now I feel like we're getting so nervous that we keep saying it, but it's digging this floss sized hole
that we can't climb out of.
No.
Not with all the string in the world.
How long is a piece of string? Who knows? How fabulous is a piece of string? Extraordinarily.
The string wipers can be yours today for as little as, guys, how much is the product going for?
Two bucks.
Yeah.
Two bucks. Now, that is unfortunately due to the way the exchange rate is going over here and due to import taxes
and Brexit,
we do have to put that on the product
price. It's £600 or £700.
But, you know, it can be yours today.
Yeah, it's worth it.
Thank you very much, guys. And thank you for having us on your wonderful network.
It's truly our pleasure.
There we have it. With the triumphant Jake and Amir as our final brand ambassadors of the season, we reach the end of season one of Sound Deals.
It's an end of an era, it feels like.
Yeah, I mean, it is an end of an era.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, where will we go from here? Where will I sleep?
Have you been... Are you no longer allowed to continue in there?
No, contractually, I have to. I'm only allowed in the warehouse when the podcast is on, when the deals are being sold.
Oh, so during our hiatus?
Yes,
you are.
Well, I guess I'm just for one, I'll probably help look for some deals.
I'm more than happy to join the Sound Deals team in scouring the world for the best deals possible for our listeners.
Absolutely.
And I'd be happy to do that. And if they, you know, wanted to, I don't know, give me a sleeping bag in return, then hey, everyone's a winner.
For sure. So that leads us fairly smoothly on to you, the listener. If you have a deal that you wish to share with the Sound Deals team, please do email sounddeals@maxandivan.com. It will make Ivan's foraging process a lot more straightforward.
Yeah, absolutely. I contractually do have to read and reply to every single email, and I will do that. My ability to get online is
patchy.
It is at best. So apologies if I don't reply instantly, but your emails will get read.
100%. Yeah, the warehouse itself is in quite a low signal sort of area. But then I suppose if you're not staying at the warehouse, then it might be more likely that you're able to
possibly yeah. I would then need a phone or
a device
or a laptop of some kind to be able to
yes which they take those
unfortunately
at the time of...
due to contractual stuff
safety
And yes, of course, safety, my own and theirs. I'm not allowed to have any of the stuff that's in the warehouse.
We've not really investigated too much who these people are, really. I signed different contracts.
Yes, so I found out
to you. Have you had any? What can you tell us about the kind of the hierarchy of the people behind the warehouse?
Okay, so well. All I know, and it's not a lot, is a man with a deep voice opens a hatch at midnight every Wednesday, and you know, he delivers my food. And of course, another contract, and it's always.
Wait, I'm sorry. You sign a new contract every Wednesday at midnight.
Yeah, that's true. Every Wednesday at midnight, the contract slides in with, you know, a little bit of banana bread on top, or
banana bread.
I don't know, whatever's on the menu that week, I guess, and.
Banana bread.
And unfortunately, it's normally just the back page of the contract, which is just the bit where you sign.
So you don't actually know.
Yeah, I'm not 100% aware what it is, but at that point, you know, I'm just excited to be eating the banana bread.
Well, yeah, you're deliriously hungry from the sounds of things, because it's midnight on a Wednesday is when you are fed.
Yeah, midnight on Wednesdays. And sometimes, you know, days blur for me, or they don't make it clear if it's midnight Wednesday as in Wednesday morning.
Yeah.
Or is it 11:59 p.m. on a Wednesday night?
Certainly.
It flip-flops between. So it's one or the other.
Certainly.
It's one or the other, generally.
And do we think that the deep-voiced man behind the hatch is the person baking your banana bread?
I've no idea. all he says is, eat and sign.
Right.
Yes, yeah.
Not a conversationalist.
No, not much. But from the other side of the hatch, I have seen that he does wear a balaclava.
Right, okay. So there is some sort of distance between you haven't necessarily bonded over the...
No. Well, I mean, you know, sometimes I... you know, I try a bit of small talk. I say, oh, delicious. Is this gluten-free?
Yeah.
To which he often just replies, sign,
okay.
sign. So, and then eventually I sign the paper and then he just goes.
I can see how that could become quite aggressive with repetition. Well, that's a lovely, albeit slightly haunting insight into the life that you've been living. I mean, in a way, it might be slightly freeing to not, you know... live according to the whims of the man behind the hat.
Yeah, look, it might be. I'm excited to go out there into the world. It's been, you know, it has been... I've been notified that my partner isn't welcoming me back. So that's, you know, it's good to have certainties in life.
Yes.
And a certainty is that I won't be going back there, nor am I able to see my son. But that's fine. That's in a way, he'd probably get a bit of a fright by the way I look right now, to be honest.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, it's been quite a season.
It surely has. But you know, now is an opportunity for me to really just regroup, get healthier, get better, find some deals, you know, live a little, yeah. And then come back bigger and stronger. And I must come back. I must actually come back bigger. I've been told that the contract stipulates that I must come back.
Can't have you wasting away.
10 kilos heavier. I think that just because they know that I do waste away in the warehouse.
Right.
I must eat a bit more.
So that's quite nice of them to, they want to encourage you to.
You know, they've got my back.
Get healthy in your own time.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, that's a firm but fair approach. Commerce and wellness in, you know, in one.
Now, I'm not sure what you're up to. I'm not sure how long this break is, but if you want to hang out at any point, Max,
sure.
I'd love to come over to yours and just, you know.
Well, a bit of good news on that front, actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I was performing my West End show.
Yes.
Recently, The Lion King, very near to that. A rather big producer.
Oh.
Saw my work.
That's very exciting.
Was very impressed with what I had to offer.
Yes.
Could see a lot of potential in the show, in touring it, and made me an incredible offer. And
wow,
put up an enormous amount of money, which only needed to be topped up by a very small amount.
Okay.
Which I was very easily able to extract from the value of my, well, my former, the house that I lived in. And yeah, it was a real work of a moment, basically.
Incredible.
Congratulations. Thank you. Yeah, I strutted straight down to the bank.
Yes.
I was able to kind of get that deal done quickly.
Sold your place.
Yes, absolutely. For under market value, because it was really a question of speed at this point. The producer had to move very quickly.
Deals have to happen
and
fast.
And we both know this. Deals have to happen fast.
In
you know,
sound deals, they happen too fast sometimes.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I wanted to make that deal happen, and the producer seemed absolutely thrilled, and I should be getting a call. I mean, any day now.
Incredible. So during this break, what exactly will you be doing?
Well, exactly. Yeah, absolutely. This is it. I mean, exactly. It's huge. It's huge.
Okay.
And he's gonna. Well, I mean, it was a couple of days or a week. Ago that he was due to call. So, I mean, you can only imagine how exciting things are getting.
So he's putting up 90% of the cash.
Oh, absolutely.
You've sold your house and given him that bit.
Yeah.
Which is a small amount
a pittance,
in comparison
a real
to
pittance.
The rest.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And now what's happening?
Yeah, exactly. So it's basically just all go. It's about to be all go.
Wow, incredible.
Yeah. So really, I mean, once we finish this app, it'll be just a question of basically just, you know, that phone call just coming in and really just finding out, you know, what's going down, really.
Wow. Well, I can't wait to see it. If you need me at all for anything, I'll be there by your side as soon as you call me. Obviously, I don't have a phone at the moment, nor do I have a device or anything. But
I could just call, I suppose.
But also, I am able to access the sound deals at maxandivan.com
email, and obviously
how?
Well, if you go to a public library or, you know, an Apple shop, you can go on there.
That's true.
Their laptops and use those.
Is that the only email address you have access to?
Yeah, unfortunately, contractually, I did have another email address, but they did request that I only use sounddeals@maxandivan.com.
Absolutely. Well, listen, I'll probably be using that to send you some pictures from wherever I'm touring my show.
All right.
I expect.
Please do.
But if I find any products on my travels that I think the warehouse might like to stock and distribute to the world, I will certainly email sounddeals@maxandivan.com. And I look forward to... Well, not personally checking that email, but asking you.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it's my job.
At the start.
Even though, obviously, during this break, we're not getting paid. But it is my job. It is my job.
Well, I presume that was on the most recent contract you signed.
Actually, it was in the penultimate.
Oh.
Yeah. The most recent contract, I'm yet to find out what that I signed.
So you get the back page through the hatch at midnight on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
You have to sign it because the man keeps shouting, sign,
that's
sign,
correct,
sign,
that's
until
correct.
You've signed it. And then
a few days later, they'll slip it under. They won't put it through the hatch.
Okay.
They'll slip it under the doorway.
And then you sort of find out what you've won.
Yeah.
As it were.
Basically.
Wow.
And every week is a new and exciting thing.
That's kind of fun in a way.
Yeah, it is. It is. And, you know, it really does make you commit to stuff because it's a
That's
legally
binding
contract.
That's what contracts do. They force you. They do force you to commit.
Yeah.
What a journey of growth and self-discovery it's been for both of us.
Absolutely. And guys, I just want to say it's been an absolute pleasure spending our time with you, selling you the finest products that we and the Sound Deals team can find.
We've got plenty more and we'll be sharing them with you next season. So until then, I'm going to make sure I've got some good signal because you can't, you know, there's a possibility that that call might have come in. And Ivan, yeah, I mean, it's, yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's, you know, just drop me an email and I'll be there. I'll run.
Thanks, man.
Yeah. Well, goodbye, guys. Thank you so much. Take care of yourselves. And please do remember... Oh,
uh-oh.
Hold on a minute. Oh, sorry.
What on earth is that sound?
Sorry, I'm just...
Uh-oh.
That... Oh, I think actually that is the sound of some product recalls.
I don't think we've even had a single...
No, not this whole series. Well, I mean...
What a time to...
Bit of a shame to end like this, but, you know, needs must.
Needs must when the devil drives. Yes. Okay. Well, let's rattle through those and then I'll, you know, off to Hollywood.
The Ram Converter.
The Ram Converter was, of course, for farmyard animals, not computers. There are a lot of frustrated IT technicians out there.
Strong button 12-piece set.
Yes, so sorry about these four soft buttons that we sent out to everyone.
Yeah, naming really does matter, doesn't it?
Level test.
Yes, unfortunately, level test was actually a French product, and it's actually level test.
The evil test.
Yes, those who bought it, I cannot apologise.
If it turned green, unfortunately, it means you're evil.
Aqua Brightener.
Yes, we all love the band Aqua. But unfortunately, the Aqua Brightener...
It was a week-long Brighton festival headlined by Aqua, and no one was happy with the results, including the band Aqua, who did not consent to perform there and received a barrage of hate mail for not doing so.
Sound Deals is created by Max and Ivan. Audio production by Hugh Oleska, produced by Gwyn Rhys-Davies. If you have a product you wish to sell, email sounddeals@maxinivan.com.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.